Within the artistic community, there's sometimes a divide between those who use digital technology and those who use more traditional techniques. Though a new exhibit at the University City Science Center's art gallery shows that there are ways for artists to merge the two approaches. For WHYY, Dana Bate reports.
The exhibit at the Esther Klein Gallery features work by three Brooklyn-based artists, all of whom use some sort of digital technology to create their art, while also manipulating the final product in some way with their own hands.
What am I looking at here?
It's a 3D printed sculpture. It's made from a 3D scan of a dancer that I worked with during a residency in Chicago.
Sophie Kahn is one of the artists whose work is featured in the exhibit. She works with 3D printers, which can't properly read the moving bodies she scans. What comes out looks like a 3D motion blur, which she then paints and buffs to look like fragmented stone. The idea is to feed a human body into the digital realm and then spit it out again into the real world. Kahn says working with digital tech allows her to create work she otherwise wouldn't be able to make.
I think there's a lot of concern in the crafts about de-skilling and, you know, that digital is taking over from traditional tools. And for me, it's actually been the opposite. Digital was my path to learning how to sculpt and how to make molds.
Artist and curator Danielle Ezzo says by using their hands and not just technology alone, the artists are able to depict the way technology and human lives have merged. She sees technology as just another tool in an artist's toolbox to convey a certain message.
I think it's a way to empower artists. At least for myself, it feels empowering just to have more tools to get closer to what my internal vision is.
For WHYY, Dana Bate.